Apple Books presents Alpha Divided by Eileen Aron. Read for you by Elizabeth Evans. Chapter 1. The sun burned bright against my face. I sat on the teak table, reclining on my elbows in my parents' backyard. The scent of sizzling beef made my mouth water. My stomach growled, and I knew I'd eat at least a dozen burgers before all was said and done. For the first time since I'd been turned into a werewolf, that didn't feel totally weird. My birthday barbecue was off to a solid start. Everyone had been goofing off since we got here. I let their voices wash over me as I grinned. Axel, my brother, and Adrian were talking witchy stuff as they tossed a football back and forth. The rhythmic slapping of their hands against the ball was unexpectedly soothing. Mom was inside, making side dishes to go with the burgers. Dad was at his usual post, tending the meat. Chris and Meredith were asking Donovan about strategies he'd used against vampires. Donovan showed them a move that sent Chris flying into a nearby tree, and I snickered. "Way to show him," I yelled. Dastian sat on the bench beside my feet, running his fingertips up and down my leg and sparking waves of goosebumps. His ever-present calmness seeped into me, and I was content to close my eyes and sit in the quiet, soaking up some rays while we waited for food. "Tessa, you know you can't get tan anymore." Meredith broke me out of my zen state. I cracked open one eye. Meredith was nearly recovered from her run-in with the curse gone bad. It had only been 2 days, but she'd managed to gain back some of the weight she'd lost during the ordeal. She'd changed her dyed hair from pink back to blue, and I liked it better. The color made her bright blue eyes pop. But then I was a little biased. I'd kill for blue eyes. Mine were dark brown. Meredith munched on chips as she hopped onto the table next to me. "What are you talking about? Of course I can get tan." I bumped her shoulder with mine. "This is me sitting under the sun getting a healthy dose of rays. I'm half Mexican. My skin browns." "Not anymore." This from my mate, Dastian. I sat up. I liked having a little color. I'd been a pasty shade of white, but I wanted to rectify that before the weather turned cold. "What? Why not?" "The sun has to damage your skin before it can tan. You're healing your skin cells too fast to tan," Meredith said. I groaned as I stared down at my pasty legs. I'd worn shorts specifically so I could get some color. "I'm seriously never going to tan again?" "Nope." Oh man. Just when I thought I had the whole being a werewolf thing figured out, something else popped up. "Dastian?"
"Yes, Sherry."
"You bit me, and now I'll be pasty pale for the rest of my life. I officially hate you. The ceremony's off. Call Mr. Dawson, tell him it's dunzo magunzo." I tried to pull my foot away from him, but he gripped my ankle. I gave him my best "I'm pissed at you" face, but the jerk grinned back at me, showing off his dimples. Those two dents in his cheeks got to me every damned time I saw them. It was a little pathetic how easily he could win me over. Dastian's gaze roved over my bare legs, taking in my shorts and tank top, before meeting my eyes. Heat burned me from head to toe. He stood and leaned over me, running his nose up the side of my neck.
"You love me,"
he whispered against my ear. "Not anymore," I lied. He placed a kiss on my neck.
"I can hear your heart racing."
His voice was gravelly and I shivered. He moved to kiss my lips, but hovered a centimeter away and then pulled back. I grabbed his t-shirt, tugging him back to me.